You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
If you want to send us an old-fashioned email, you can do that by going to mix100.com. Mix100.com. Just click on the Dom and Jeremy tab at the top. But these actually both came in through social media, through Facebook. Quickly, I just want to address this one from Michelle. This could be a larger segment later if we want, but I don't think so. Boys, which high school reunion would you say is the best one to attend? I just had this talk with my sister, and I wondered what your opinions are. My 30th is coming up, and I'm not sure I want to go. That is Michelle. So that puts her, what, 47, 48 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Wondering about this. You just...
We had our 20th.
Had your 20th.
Didn't go.
You didn't do
it. It's funny. I helped plan it. A bunch of them reached out and said, "Hey, Jared, now that you're on the radio." So I helped do that, and then I didn't go. Because I saw the guest list, and I was like, I still don't like any of you.
In my opinion, just my opinion, the only one to go to is the 20th. And I'll tell you why. Just me speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The 10th. Everybody is phony and fake because they're all trying to impress. They hadn't seen each other in 10 years. And so everyone is putting on this mask of how successful and cool they are and their cool job. And they're just not authentic at the 10th. The 20th, everyone has settled into real life. And by now, they've got kids. They're not trying to impress anybody with their job.
Just trying to work. They're tired.
Yep. And you really get to catch up. Then... The reason after the 20th, I don't think, is because at the 30th, everybody just starts talking about their ailments and their aches and their pains.
Okay.
And at the 40th, people are talking too much about who has died. So,
oh, my God.
I'm saying the 20th, in my opinion, is the only...
That's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot. 10 All right. is too soon. 30, it's a lot of, my aching back.
When are high school reunions just not going to be a thing anymore? Because we really don't need it. We all keep up. Because there wasn't that the thing back in the day, Dom, as you go and you catch up and you see everybody. Oh, I haven't seen you since 98. But no, you go online now. Everyone's on Facebook and social media. You know what everybody's doing. So
yes,
why?
But I will say that there is still something about, because like a lot of I just went to a reunion a couple of years ago, and you know, a lot of buddies that we're connected on social media, but there's something different about sitting there. Like the Friday night party at the bar was still a hoot, I gotta say. I'm opposed to the formal Saturday night dinners that they seem to think are necessary.
Mm-hmm. You have to drag your spouse to it and try to...
That's
they got to sit there while you relive your glory days.
You don't want to sit at a round table with just a few. You'd rather just do the bar outing where people can mix and mingle and just have a good time.
All right. There you go.
Just my opinion. To the entree, this is from Elizabeth. Boys. I like the way that both of these started with just boys.
Boys.
I don't expect people to stay the same their whole lives, but would you say that some people change way more than others after they get married? She says, my husband and I got married after dating for almost 2 years, but he's not the man I married. And I mean, and then she puts in all caps, at all. The man I married was kind and generous. This guy is rude and stingy.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
The man I married was in good shape, and this guy has let himself really go. The man I married had a good job and was financially stable, and this guy is a mess. She says, we've been married for 7 years, so 9 years together, and I swear it's not only like a completely different person, he almost seems like a completely different species.
Oh, my God.
Am I alone, or has this happened to a lot of people? Thanks, I love your show. It's the one constant in my world every morning.
Aww.
Elizabeth.
Aw. Wow, she got a winner.
He's not the man she married. He's not even a human being anymore.
That's like the extreme right there. He is completely changed.
Yeah.
He sounds horrible. I don't want to hang out with that guy. What the heck? You gotta try a little bit.
Now, if I was to put Nicole on the radio with us, which I don't think we can because she refuses these days to come on the radio with us.
I actually just texted her. I said, hey, you want to call in and talk about if I've changed? She says, I'm so sorry. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I'm working this morning. I'm running so behind with the kids. So She would have, but you
so
know.
I have to take your word for it, which I'm a little reluctant to do, but I'm still going to throw it out there. Are you the same man she married?
Short answer? Yeah. Yes.
What else are you going to say? Right?
What else are you going to say? I think I would fully admit if I've changed. I mean, maybe I'm not seeing it, but I would tell you, I'm pretty honest on here, if I have changed. I did see Nick Nack for about 10 minutes yesterday during lunch, so we had a sandwich together, and I asked her about this. I said, have I changed for as long as I've known you and for as long as we've been married? And she said, honestly, no, you have not changed. You are still the same goofy guy, you know? She said, you're still stuck in your ways. You listen to the same music that you have for years.
I want to touch on that for just a second, because I texted her this question.
Yeah.
And I said, Jeremy says he hasn't changed a bit since you got married. Care to comment?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said what you just said, because it opens the door and it because I wasn't sure I was allowed to share her reply.
Oh, God. What are you formulating here?
I'm not formulating. Uh-huh. I just didn't know if I had permission to read what she said. You know, or whether that was private between she and I.
What did she say, Dom?
She goes, honestly, I hate him. No, she didn't say that. I'm kidding. She didn't say that.
I can't stand him.
Here's what she said. She goes, I would say his ways are the same. He's just more set in them than he used to be.
Is that true? Is that a true reply from her?
You just said it yourself, which is why I said I can go ahead and read it, because you said I'm set in my ways. Those are the words you use.
I've been like that for 20 years. I only drive Ford trucks. I don't hire things out. I have to accomplish them myself. I don't like to travel. I'm not adventurous. I am set in my ways. I am who I am.
You really are.
And I haven't changed. The only thing that she said yesterday, she's like, really the only ways that you have changed. She said, you are more tired than you used to be, which yes.
Couple of kids.
You're
almost 50.
We're up early. I have aged, yes. And she said, you're more irritable than you used to be.
Oh.
Which, set examples about 30 seconds ago. Add all those up. Yes, you become more irritable as you
get older.
Grumpy
old man.
Yeah. I'm not a grumpy old man yet. I'm just irritable. Things tend to get to me a little bit more now. So.
Do we expect anybody to be the same person, you know, 10 years after they get married? And I would think I would think it's impossible. There's an old saying, I don't know if this is going to offend people or not. Can I just throw a disclaimer out there that I didn't invent this? I'm just repeating what I heard. Blah, blah, blah. So nobody get mad. But there's an old saying that women marry men thinking that they'll never change, and men marry...
Uh-oh.
I gotta get it right. Women marry men thinking they'll never change, and men marry women thinking that they will, and they're both wrong. Or something like that.
I know which one you're talking about. I know we're going to get 500 Facebook messages now.
Okay, that's fine. Then set me straight on it. But I don't know how you can go in a relationship 10 or 20 years and still be the same person as when you got married. Think of all the circumstances that change. Your socioeconomic situation changes, right? Your family situation changes. If you have children... I'm sorry.
That is a change.
It changes a man, and it changes a woman. It changes both of you.
Hands down, yes. Yes.
You know, where you live changes. Your work situation will change you. Your evolution physically will change you. So I don't know how anyone says, oh, I don't think I'll ever change. Well, look at Jeremy. He's getting more set in his ways, and he's getting irritable.
I am.
Is it because things are not
but a lot of this
conforming
is
to your set ways?
I'm trying to decompress all this. Because you got to take all the physical aspects out of it, right?
No, you don't.
I think that's a huge part of it.
Because it's just, you are naturally going to change. Yeah, okay. I think it's more of your attitudes, how you treat people, how you treat your family. That's where the big changes come in. Because the physical stuff's just to be expected. Yeah, we're going to change.
Yeah, but your changes physically impact your changes emotionally. And so they are tied together. Then inexorably tied together.
Yeah, so if you do become overweight and not healthy, you tend to become grumpier.
Just become, you know, if you become
your sex drive drops, you know, so that starts affecting that.
Mm-hmm.
She did lean over the kitchen island after we were done talking, and she goes, "Now, how have I changed?"
Oh, no.
I grabbed my sandwich and I ran out back. I was like, yeah!
The only answer you say is you have become more beautiful.
That's kind of what I said.
You've become more loving.
Oh, you're
you have
the best
more
mom.
Giving.
You have the biggest heart.
You're more generous than ever. You're like the perfect human being.
And then I took my hand on that kitchen island and I scraped everything onto the floor and we did it right there. I've become a better lover.
If you got comments, 303-691-1MIX. We would love to hear from you on this. 303-691-1649.
It's your boys in the morning.
Scholarships and grants aimed at expanding access to a quality education, making tuition more affordable, and giving students a path forward. We're helping people turn obstacles into opportunities because everyone deserves a chance to succeed. WGU, ambition never rests. Visit wgu.edu to learn more.
It's your boys.
We love you.
Dom and Jeremy.
Got a mind bender coming up in just about, 15 minutes here on the Dom and Jeremy show. So we were talking about this note we got from Elizabeth, who was talking about how her husband has changed so much in the 9 years they've been together. And she says, he is not the man I married at all. And she went through an entire list of ways that he has changed.
He's really changed.
And I was saying, I was trying to grab hold of this old saying about men and women and change. And thank goodness some listeners wrote in. What's one of them?
So I'll give you Jenny. Jenny wrote in. She says, is it men think women will never change? Women think they can change men.
That's it. And they're both wrong.
Men think women will never change. Yes, they will change. Women think they can change men. Yes, they can.
Okay, so I butchered that, but it still comes out the same
it
way.
It still does, doesn't it?
Simon wrote in and said, Dom and Jeremy, I'd be very worried if you married someone and they didn't change. Who are these people who want the people in their world frozen in time?
They're cyborgs.
Or they're just locked in, you know, they're frozen in amber like those mosquitoes from Jurassic Park.
Still
you know,
have that just haircut from the 90s and wearing the stonewashed jeans.